Need some language help?
Ask us a question.
Be will that.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听你问我答，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Rob.
Is there a dog in the studio, or was that you?
No, it's not me. I've brought my dog Rover into the studio. Say hello, Rover. He's going to help us explain today's question.
Rob 把他的狗 Rover 带来了演播室。那 Rob 觉得 Rover 可以帮我们来解答今天的这个问题。那这么说 ，Rover 岂不是一只巨聪明的狗？Okay, well, let's read out today's question then.
Hello, I have a question about plural nouns. Here are two sentences. My favorite animal is dog. And my favorite animals are dogs. Are they both right? And why can we say both dog and dogs when dog is a countable noun? Thank you for your help. I'm looking forward to your answer. From Loon Wang.
听友 Loon Wang 提的这个问题是和名词复数形式有关的，比如说单词 dog 是可数名词，那么 dogs 呢？ It sounds like we need a lesson on countable nouns. Can Rover help?
I'm sure he can. We get lots of questions about this subject, so I think it's a good idea to explain more about countable nouns. Are you ready?
So first, we need to explain what a noun is. A noun is a part of speech that explains a person, place, or thing. 名词常指人、地方或事儿。For example, a dog, 一只狗。
Yes, a dog is a noun.
And so is a cat.
Oh, calm down, Rover! Now, a countable noun is something you can count. They are separate things that can be counted.Uncountable nouns are things that are impossible to count, like air or sand.
可数名词顾名思义就是可以数的东西。So for example, one dog, two cats.
Rover, sit down. Oh dear. Now, the important thing to remember is when you're talking about one singular thing or one person, you have to add a or an before the word, such as...
To get to the island, I had to catch a ferry.
Is there a shop near here where I can buy some cigarettes?
I've got an old car for sale. Do you want to buy it?
I bought an apple.
不定冠词 a 和 an 通常被用在单数可数名词前，表示一个什么东西。比如说 a ferry, a shop, an old car, and an apple. And that's why we have to say, my favorite animal is a dog.
Yes, it's not my favorite animal is dog.You can sometimes use the word the as well if the listener already knows the subject you're talking about. For example,
I watched a film yesterday, but it wasn't as good as the film we watched last week.
If you visit Italy, you should try the ice cream.
如果某人或物在谈话过程中第二次出现，或谈话双方都知道特指的这个人或物，那么这个时候我们在人或物的前面用定冠词 the. Isn't that right, Rover?
Ah, yes, I think he deserves a bone. There you go, boy. Chew on that.
Oh, no. Now there's not a dog. There are many dogs.
Many dogs. That's a plural countable noun. We can use the plural of dog, which is dogs, on its own, without a or an, if we're making a general statement, such as, there are many dogs.
There are many dogs. 这句话是一个普通的陈述，泛指有很多狗。
Okay, well, let's just shut these dogs outside. There you go. There are other ways of describing plural nouns, depending on what you're saying. The example in today's question is one of them. That's, my favorite animals are dogs.
So one dog is a dog, but many dogs are dogs.
Yes, but describing plural countable nouns can be done in other ways.They can occur with the definitive article, possessive pronouns, and demonstrative pronouns, like these.
The exams were very hard.
My friends came with me on holiday.
These eggs taste so fresh.
以上我们用了定冠词 the, 名词性物主代词 my, 还有指示代词 these, 和可数名词复数连用。And what other ways can they be used?
In describing an amount of something, like this.
Have you any cigarettes?
I've got some apples.
I'd like two tickets to London, please.
You can also use the words many or a few to describe plural countable nouns.
There are a few tickets left for tonight's show.
There are many ferries you can take to the island.
A few, 几个 many, 许多。这两个词可以用来描述某物的大致数量。It's all a bit complicated, Rob.
I'm afraid so, but the best way to learn is by reading, listening and practicing. But hopefully we've explained to Loon Wang that countable nouns can be singular or plural.
在我们的网站上有更多对名词复数的讲解。如果你在英语学习中遇到任何难题，也可以发邮件给我们。我们的邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk.
Right, Feifei, I think we need to let Rover back in now. Come on in, Rover!
Oh no, he's brought all his friends with him. I've decided my favourite animal is cats.
Don't say that!
Bye!
Bye!
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。